Simon Reshkes Siftes. So he introduces over here an interesting concept. As Erav Kemach Doichon, Mishar Meni Kitnius, and Kemach Shachamesh is Meni Dogon, Ubishlo Bekadera. So he mixed together flour from some type of kitnius, millet flour, or any other type of kitnius, a soy flour or something of that sort. And he made some type of concoction together with regular flour. Bishop Bekadera, Bavorah Purim and Mezonos, Bala Michya. So if you cook it, so it'll be a Mezonos and an Ala Michya. If you made a Mezonos, pass, if you made a bread out of it and you baked it, Hamaytzi Rechaz Amozin. Okay, now, Badavka Sheyesh Ba'usa Kemach Mechemeshes Aminim Kadesh Yochom Memenu Kazayis Dogon Mechdechilis Pras. Even though we said that a meat of flour is not bottle, but there is a limit that what you're going to bench, it has to be that there is enough of the wheat flour, of the grain, the true grain flour in the mixture, that when you eat a pras worth of the food, you will eat a kezias of the wheat flour.
I forget, a pras is what?
Now, how large is the pras? So there are two sheets. How large a pras is? According to Rambam, a pras is 3 bayim, and according to Rashi, it's 4 bayim. The reason why it's called pras is because the loaf which we use in halacha for the purposes of eruv itchuman, eruv chaseris, the loaf is machlokes tanoim, whether it's 6 bayim large or it's 8 bayim large. And the reason why it has to have the meal for 2 meals, it has to have enough for 2 meals. So if one says it's 6 bayim, which means he holds each meal is 3 bayim, 3 kebayim. Other one says it's 8 kebayim because each meal is 4 kebayim. So a half of that loaf is referred to as pras. That's considered a minimal meal. So because the loaf is the size of two meals. So the size of a minimal meal is either 3 kebayim or 4 kebayim. The relationship of a kezayis to a kebaya, there's two shitas. According to Rashi, the relationship of a kezayis to a kebaya, it's a half of a kebaya. So basically, it's going to be 1/8. There's, according to Rashi, there are 4 kebayim in a pras, and the kezayis is a half a kebaya. So the relationship is 1 to 8, 1 of wheat flour, grain flour, to 7 parts of other items, of this other flour. According to Rambam, the shear is a little bit different. It's possibly it's only a third of a kebaya. The Rambam holds that it's 3 kebayim total, so it's 1/9. So the difference is not even though it's a third and it's a half, but it's it ends up being either 1/8 or 1/9. The relationship of the kezayis to the kebaya. So you have to have a kezayis there, b'teichilis pras. Avlim ein boy zehashir mechemesh zaminim. Enem avarch lebesayf birchas amozen. So you don't bench afterwards. Ela b'tchilim avarch amoytzi kimen sheyesh bro mitzatam dogen. So it has wheat flour in it. So you can taste the wheat flour. So therefore, it is a moytzi. But abishem because that's teichilis pras. Lebesayf you say an alamichy at the end. You say an alamichya. The Shulchan Aruch says you say an alamichya. The Mishnah Berurah is going to have a lot of difficulty with this alamichya. Why is it alamichya? Mamonashach. The other ingredients, the other flour, which is a soy flour, the bracha on that is bread and foshes. The wheat flour, the correct bracha on that is bread, so it should be benching. But why alamichya? Like, where does alamichya come from? So that's the Mishnah Berurah we'll talk about. The Bishop of Kedera. If you baked it. If you cooked it, so mavarach b'tchila b'rei mezonos again, because it has wheat flour in it, so it's a mezonos to start with. But v'acharav b'rei nefoshes, the brach afterwards is a b'rei nefoshes. Okay. So the Mishnah Berurah, sivkot mem aleph, mavarach b'rei mezonos, k'nal b'sit beis, ayin shal. So even though the mezonos, the true mezonos, the grain flour is a miut, it's not bottled, but miut, it still retains it of being the ikar, even though the other ingredients are greater than it. So you say a bracha if it's bread, if you made it into baked into bread, mevarcha matzia birchas hamazon, the past gomer, who is considered full fledged bread. Excuse me. But that which you bench is only if it has a kezayis b'deichilis pras. So Rashi pras u'chatzi kikur shel eruv. So the reason why it's referred to as pras is it's half of a loaf of what? The loaf which Chazal spoke about when they gave the shear for the size of a loaf used for the purposes of eruv. Yesharim shloisha beim, yesharim arbod. It's mechlokes tanoim, and it's mechlokes how we paskin. The Rambam paskins is three kebaya. It's six kebaya total. So it means each meal is three kebaya, and one says it's eight. Rashi holds that it's eight. We paskin that it's eight kebaya total. So one meal is four kebaya. V'chazayis hu chatzi beya. So according to Rashi, chazayis is a chatzi beya. According to Rambam, it's a little bit less than it's a shlish beya, but the relationship is still anyway they're similar. V'sharinim boy kol yisurim. Chazayis is the shear which we use for all yisurim, all halachas. Now, the lashon l'shulchan aruch in Hilchos Pesach is he seems to feel that the ikur psak we deal with anything which is the raisa for sure. Your machmer. You assume that the kezayis is a kechatzi beya, and even for an abundance, the chachila, you should use the size of a kechatzi beya. So he seems to give preference to the shear of a kechatzi beya, whether you're talking about the raisa or the abundance. Now, over here, we're talking about the opposite. For the isser, the truth is even less than a kezayis is osir to eat. But regards to the isser, chatzi shear osim in a Torah. Chatzi shear is osim in a Torah, but what? Chatzi shir also min haTorah. So less than a kezayis of Isser would be usher to eat. Mishirina by kol Isser. Mishabur says that we use this size kezayis for all Isserim. Well, we're going to be mach. The point is to get the oynish of Malkus, you need a full kezayis. So obviously you'd have to be mach in a larger shir to give him the person Malkus. Now, but shimoichol kezayis Isser b'shabach hilos a yosim mishir achilas pras. We calculate this shir called kedei achilas pras. Either the three kebeya or the four kebeya, that's the shear which we use to calculate all the surim, that's considered one act of achila. So the amount of time it takes to eat these three kebeya or four kebeya, according to each opinion, whatever it is, that's the amount of time it takes considered one achila. And therefore, if a person will eat a kezayis of iser spread out over that amount of time, then he'll be chayav malchus. But if he eats a kezayis of iser spread out over a longer period of time, so it's not mitzvah. It's not considered one achila. The same way, if a person would eat half a kezayis on Monday and half a kezayis on Tuesday, right? It's not mitzvah. But if he eats it within a certain span of time, called kedei achilas pras, it's mitzvah. Shemarcha kezayis iser b'shomach kedoshu yesu midei shir kedei achilas pras, and a mitzvah of malchus and lechiyav chatas. V'achinam lini berchus and malchus. That's by yisurim and by mitzvahs also. Tibinan daaf kasherecha kezayis dogan. You have to eat a kezayis dogan. So that which you get your benching is eating a kezayis in the time frame of a achilas pras. So in most cases, it means you have one kezayis in front of you, and you're eating it slowly over a period of time. Over here, you have a kezayis mixed into a large amount of other ingredients, other flour, non-grain flour, and you're eating it right with gusto. And you eat it like you eat the whole thing up in 10 minutes, but during the time you ate a kezayis, it would spread out throughout the whole thing. So therefore, the kezayis took you 10 minutes to eat it, because we assume it spread out evenly. So 10 minutes is not considered a kedei achilas pras. So we're not being mitzarf.
When you say other grain, but I mean, when you say grain, I think like cornbread.
No. I'm using the word grain as opposed to kidneys. Either the true grains in halacha, which I mean the true dogon.
Well, then it's all grain. It's all hamotzi, wouldn't it be?
No. Stop. I said you mixed kemach of doichin or other kidneys together with kemach of dogon. So you took one of the wheat flour or another one of the five pieces of grain, and you mixed it together with kidneys flour or millet flour. So that's what we're talking about. And you had a kezayis of your true grain flour together with your other grain flour, other stuff, the kidneys flour. That's what I'm talking about.
Okay,
echad mishmina is al kaponim. There has to be at least 1/8 of the total is kamach doga, a flower from one of the five species of grain. Dozim yochol at meapas arba beim yim izek hazay is doga. And then when you eat four kebaya of the pas, you'll have one kazayas of doga in it. Vizchay berchazamosin. Okay. Now, what about the opposite? What about there was less than a kazayas with the achilas pras, right? But he ate it, you know, faster than the normal speed it takes to eat a achilas pras. He ate his pras in half the time of a pras.
He was hungry,
right? So he ate more. He ended up eating a kazayas. So he had a kazayas whole bench. But they told me the average achila, that would not be the count for the average achila.
I mean, how many people think, you know, when they make bread, they think, okay, I've got half a kazayas, half a kabea of real flour as I make this bread. And I mean, certainly, you know, do you interrogate your wife when she makes bread, you know, that...
So I'll tell you where the issue comes up. So the issue comes like this. So... in the average case, the amount of flour which you have in your bread is way more than 1/8.
Right.
But if a person eats just a minimal amount of bread, he only eats a kazayas of bread. He sits down and he has one slice of bread. So now the question gets more complicated.
Well, I would think now it's if you're using this 1/8 of the amount of flour in the bread is actual real dagan flour. Right. So, and if he's only eating a kazayas of the entire,
I'm saying our bread. No, our bread. The flour is 3/5. I don't know. Okay, it's 3/5. But we see from this halacha over here that we don't count the other ingredients towards the benching calculation. They're not bottled to the mazonis, to the true flour for benching purposes. So now, forget about this case. The average, you've got go by regular loaf of bread. So the bread, the flour is the major ingredient in there. But if you eat only, but there are other ingredients in there. There's sugar and there's oil and there's maybe some other types of maybe a little
egg
bit
egg or whatever. Yeah.
Right. So now I eat exactly a kazayas. I didn't eat a kazayas of flour. And we see from this halacha, you're not mitzarev the other items for the purpose of saying for benching.
Hmm.
That's where the question comes up more. So that's what the Sharetzion points out over here.
So you're saying in order to properly bench, you really need to eat at least, let's say, two kazayases.
Let's say, for argument's sake, you would need to eat more, right? And it's even more of an issue when you start talking about cakes. You're talking about bread, the other ingredients are pretty minimal. But you're talking about a cake, you know, you could have a lot of other stuff in there. So you eat exactly a small piece of cake, which is, you know, kazayas.
How many people you know that eat just cake and then bench on eating just a whole cake?
Well, it's the gate to say an alamichya.
Huh?
It's the gate to say an alamichya.
Oh, but for that you need to have...
For the purpose of saying alamichya, you need to have the proper amount of the true flour.
All right, I see what you're saying.
So that becomes more complicated. Okay, let's see. So in this situation where it doesn't have kazayas to the achilas pras, so you say still say moitzi to kamal and bekamam esimrei shiur bebirach b'shana and on tzarach shicha shiur. There's no requirement for shiur for the bracha b'shana. The fila amashu yishavar bracha ruya lo isamin. You'll say the proper bracha for that item, even though it's a very small amount. Minei dogon chashibi below in this part the bat haruftan. As long as you can taste the true grain flour, the wheat flour, whatever, let's say, so you'd make a mochi on it. Because as Tom Dogan, now, if there's so little grain flour that you can't taste it at all,
you're saying it's bubble.
So that then in that situation, it's the minority, and you can't taste it. So then we assume that it's not there for, like we had before. It's not there for the purposes of giving sustenance or flavor. It's there as a binder or something of that sort. Therefore, it would now be insignificant, be bottle, and the bracha would be based on the other flour ingredients which are there, which would be a shahako and a benefushes. Now, but what do you do? The besoiv, I feel a loy ochel rak kazayis miapas. The besoiv, so the Shulchan Aruch says, you say an alamichya. So now, how much do you have to eat? You eat a kazayas. Okay. So you say it alamichya. So Mishabura says, alamichya, memzayin. So cut memzayin. So many of the Akhredim have difficulty understanding this halacha. This halacha seems to be impossible to understand. Why? If the we're saying the bracha b'shana, you're saying you can't bench because there's not a kazayas of doga. Okay, so that means that you're saying that the kazayas is made out of the other foods. Other foods are not alamichya foods. So where do you get an alamichya out of this thing? In the case when you cook this, you made a porridge out of it. You made a porridge out of a little bit of oat flour and a lot of soy flour. So you say, well, it's not kedechilas pras. So you eat. You say mezaynas dechachila because the mice you can taste the oats, and you say brain of fushes afterwards. So over here also, I say mezaynas dechachila, no problem, and brain of fushes afterwards. Hachinam linyan pas. Mach was that bemes higia grow the sarach learn regam count with the same brain of fushes of us. The grow changes the girsa. That the correct bracha Rishana is Hamoitzi, and the correct bracha Achorna is Brein Afoshes. And that's what he passes, which is very logical. Now, but many Achorim want to leave the Shulchan Aruch as is and not change the language. And they try to figure out what he means. I'm really a Rabbi Mati Yehuda. Now, was that Ruya Lori Shemaim Shal Yechel Paskes Ella Besechas Suda? Therefore, it's questionable what the bracha Achorna is. The bracha Rishana is Hamoitzi. But you should have real bread, and this way you'll bench, and you won't have a shalom what the bracha chorna is supposed to be. Mikol makom anoyg l'kedivra shulchan aruch ein limchus biyado dechein sos mar harba achrenim ledinah halacha lemaisa. Many achrenim did accept the pshit of the shulchan aruch, and therefore the person would say nala michi afterwards. We cannot stop him. Now the Rishon Paskins like to grow that it's difficult to understand the shulchan aruch, and the correct bracha afterwards is brein afoshes. Okay. But that oy the hua didn't me pass him order of the case that we were discussing before. Kamadog and kazai techilis pras. There was enough because there was kazai techilis pras. Okay. But El Shahuloy Ocho Rak Mat because me pass. He didn't need a full pras. So there's a kazai, it's bedechilis pras. But he didn't need a pras. He had a third of a pras, a fourth of a pras. So how much did he eat already of the dog? Of the zesim of the food that he ate, there wasn't a kazayis of dogon yet. So gam kenen mevarach brichas of mazon el alamichya the dasa shachonarach a brein afoshes the rabbi is the dasa gua. So now you have this interesting question. So I take my cake which has. So it's a sponge cake, and there's sugar, and there's oil, and there's all the different things
eggs
in there,
and
eggs and whatnot, and there's some flour, and I eat a kazayis worth. So the correct bracha Rishon is a brand is a mezonos, because it definitely tastes like you taste the mezonos. The bracha Achrona, right, according to the gro is a brand of fushes, because you didn't have a shear of dogon in it. So it's also relevant. Let's say you want to be Yotze Kiddush Makom Suda, you have to have a Kazayas of Mazarnas. This wasn't a Kazayas of Mazarnas. Well, yes, it was. It was a Kazayas of cake. Yeah, but it wasn't a Kazayas of the Mazarnas of the cake. It was a Kazayas of, you know, soy flour at a cake, you know, or whatever it was. You know, you need a larger shear.
But
let's just make things complicated. But before, you know, let's say Rosh Hashanah, but people eat before, one of the biggest challenges, people eat before Shofar, or people who make Kiddush, simplest term, morning before Musaf, you can't eat more than a kebaya. You can't eat more than a kebaya of Mazarnas. So now, for that purpose, we count other ingredients as well. So I have a limit how big this piece can be.
Why can't you eat more than
a kebaya? Chazal said before you do the mitzvah of Shofar, before you daven Musaf, you can have a snack, but you can't have something which approximates beating a small meal. And Chazal said more than a kebaya is already approximating a small meal. It's not a snack anymore. So I can't have more than a kebaya, but if I just eat a kazayas, I don't have enough to say an alamichya, and I wasn't here to kiddush makom suda. So you want to get something which has a high flour content as opposed to something which doesn't has minimal amount of flour, because it's definitely confusing. The real yeshivish solution is that so Mr. Brisk talked about later on air spaces. So they have the little air bubbles. Little air bubbles are being starved to the volume. So in regards to limit the issue of a kebaya, they limit starved to the volume. But large air pockets are not. But little air bubbles are. But you can smush it down, and there are no air bubbles anymore. So I had a chaver used to come Rosh Hashanah morning. He used to smush the cake, make sure he gets enough to get a kazayas and not have a problem with kebaya. So he would smush the cake. Okay. So if you cook it, because they wrote to learn, lo hayu mei kemach shem mini dog and kazayas tevel his pras. So the case was there wasn't a kazayas tevel pras of the kemach, or there was, but you ate less than a pras. Or shall you have a kemach kashir, but who lay ocho ad shir kazayas? Canal boys are cut it. After the chilim of work, Raymond Mazonis, so it'll still be Mazonis, because it tastes like you taste the grain flour. Kadabas debates, Abel Alamichia, and a Yochel of work, Elo Shir Kazayas Dogan. You need a Kazayas Dogan for Alamichia afterwards. Well, came of work, Rak Birkas Berain of Foshas Rabois, Bishal Yasra Minimum, Rabin Bitav Shal Zet. Okay. The example which the Shulchan Aruch gives is you're mixing flour with flour. It's lav dafka elahua dehua denim erev chameshes minim minay dogen im tavash with tavlin or sharp minim. The example we gave, you put honey, spices, etc. in there. Kehavi sipes hanal. Gam can be in shiye mechameshes minay dogen kazais bechlis pras. You still need kazais bechlis pras. The vachi erev baruch acharna ela brain of foshes avos. Okay, well, came in a groifen, mechamesh is mini dog, and shemavashal and bulbis, the kidney is viyotzibazem. So you take, a groifen in memory is any type of, you would take grains chopped up into smaller pieces and cook it, any one of the five pieces of grain, and then you would cook it together with potatoes and other kidneys, etc. And the baruch, the basev, alamichya, even though the baruch of Hashanah is a mezarnis, the bracha achorin is not alamichya. Aladavka kashocha mei aminei dogen kazayis bechelis pras, unless you had enough of the mezarnis part of it. Kamok aminyan pas kisnin shrobin betavon harbe. Now what about cake, which has a lot of other spices in it? Sukkar lekach, like honey cake. Noigim arlam avarchalav the besayv alamichya kashyesh per kazayis. The minig arlam is to be makel and make. You say you ate a kazayis of the bread of the cake. You make an alamichya afterwards, even you didn't have a kazayis of the flour in it. Okay, that is minig arlam. Asher min dog and levada shenimsa by ein by share zayis. So what's shot in the minig? Maybe because it's just coming to flavor it, so it's therefore it's bottled to the flour, and therefore it's been starved to the shear. So Mishavura says, I really would suggest that a person should make sure there's enough of the flour. The flour in there that you have a kazayas of the flour part of it, not rely on mitzar of the other items. Minigar alam is to mekel, Mishabura says, to make it alam mikhtya, and that's even without that, but Mishabura urges you, the chachila, not to do that. Okay, so in the case where you cut the kadera, you make a mezanis beforehand, and then brain fushes afterwards. Now, gambazeh memtes. Bein and shdav kashir minker ksas tamadog, and you have to be able to taste the flour. The wheat flour, the grain flour, the mahoyer rak mashu ba'alma became a dogon. Well, I mean, kotama klal bottle the gabi yes or minim b'vorach shahakal. But if you wouldn't taste it at all, so then it's bottle and you make a shahakal a chakila and a brain of pushes afterwards. Okay, sif yud. Going back to the nusach of the bracha, so pribracha achas me'ein sholish. So we're making this bracha achas, which is main shalosh. It's one bracha, but it has all three types of parts of an abridged version of all three parts of the bracha benching. So that's called main shalosh. So the bracha is by peiris. It's going to be al eitz or pio eitz, and the bracha at the end is al oritz of al peiris. Okay, Now, what about the Chutz L'Aretz, L'Chosim Al-Aretz V'Al-Paris? But in Eretz Yisrael, you're Chosim Al-Aretz V'Al-Paris Se'ho. I mean, Chutz L'Aretz, L'Chosim Paris Ho'aretz. If you eat outside of Eretz Yisrael, you eat from the Paris of Eretz Yisrael. Chosim Gamken Al-Paris Se'ho. Okay, so we change the Nusach a little bit. Mishabur Sivkat Nun, main Sholish. Nusach HaBracha, Mishmur gives you the full Nusach HaBracha. Baruch HaShem Alkeinu Melech HaOlam, Al HaMechyor, Al HaKalkalah, Latrubas, HaSodeh, Bal Eretz Kem, Latoybor, Uchavosh, Ratzitza, Minchato, La'abizino, La'achum, Epriyo, Valispoi, Mitzvorachim, HaShem Alkeinu, Ayisolamecha, Ayisolamecha, Bayushalam, Mirecha, Batsim, Mishkan, Kibodach, Bamizbechach, Balachalach, Ubinei, Yerushalam, Merkadish, Bim, Hirob, Yemenu, Bahalil, Nusachah, Batsimachim, Hanyinov, Nochom, Epriyo, Valispoi, Mitzvorachim, V'yesh, Shein, Oimrim, Benocham, Epriyo, Valispoi, Mitzvorachim, The Groah did not have that part of the Nusach, and it's a Torah already. That mentions that they don't have the Benocham Priyav and Ispah Mitzvah based on the Gemara that Moshe Rabbeinu did not go into Eretz Yisrael in order to eat the Paris and be Maspia himself. It wasn't the purpose to go into Eretz Yisrael. And the Rechel Abik Tishab Torah, Kiyato Hashem Tabba Mitiba Kabbalah Lecha Al Oretz Ve'al Mechya Baruch Atah Hashem Al Oretz Ve'al Mechya. So that's the fullness of the Bracha. Now, the there is the Sharetzion talks about the Nusach of Alam Oretz of Alamechim Alakalkalah, which he quoted. There's such a sheet that the Gersa in the Torah and Abadram Shabur does not quote it. So that was Alamechim Alakalkalah, not Alam Oretz Alamechim. There is a third possibility is. You say Alam Oretz Alamechim Alakalkalah. You would say all 3 points. There is such a shita. There's a famous ma'aseh with Reb Chaim Belozhiner that Reb Chaim Belozhiner is a Talmud of the Gro. The Gro says you don't say Ala Kalkala. Ala Aretz Ala Mechya, you don't say Ala Kalkala.
Why?
Because the correct bracha is Ala Aretz Ala Mechya. That's the end of the bracha. That's where the bracha ends. Okay. His father's minig was to say Ala Aretz Ala Mechya Ala Kalkala. So now he went to the Gro. The Gro told him not to say it, but his father's minig was to say it. So he came up with a yeshiva shechab. So he said, "Baruch Atah Hashem Al Aretz Ve'Al Mechya Ve'Al Kalkalah." The Rebbe gave me a hazen. It's the zogin.
What?
And Al Kalkalah, the Rebbe told me not to say. So you say, "Baruch Atah Hashem Al Aretz Ve'Al Mechya Ve'Al Kalkalah." The Rebbe said not to say. So he said it, but he said not to say it. So it's a nice cop. I know somebody used to do it. It's okay. And where do you answer? I mean, please. Like, so that's a nice cop, but where am I supposed to answer Amen? After Rebbe Mergehez and Itzazogin, that was the famous Meister of Chavoshan that he came up with that cop. Okay, now, Zot Mishra Berman, Nikris Baruch Hazum, Me'ein Sholosh. Why is it called Me'ein Sholosh? Vishyesh, Me'ein Sholosh, Baruchas, Shabirchas Amosin. Shabirchas Amosin. It has an abridged version of all three Baruchas of the Baruchas of Benching. The Haino, Negan, Baruchas Hazon, when he says Hazon Asoylom, we say Alamichya. I remember Kan Alamichya, or Ala Geffen, or Ala Eitz. These are the items that you're eating. Okay? The Negev Bracha Shnia, Zal Oretz Ala Mazayin. The second Bracha is Zal Oretz Ala Mazayin. I remember Kan, while it's come to Torah Rechava. We talk about Eretz Yisrael. The Negev Bracha Shishi, Shubayna Yerushalayim. I remember Kan, Uvene Yerushalayim. So we parallel all of those three Brachas. Nowadays, Minaraisa, the three brachas, because I'll add in the fourth bracha. So there's also a fourth element of the fourth bracha in the Nusach of Alamichya as well. Negat Tobe Meitiv, she bracha revius, Rebecha Zamazin, and Rebegan can keto Hashem Tobe Meitiv. Now, so it comes out that this bracha has Me'ein Arba. It has corresponding to the bracha of Azan, corresponding to the bracha of Alor Tzalam Azan, corresponding to the bracha of Ben Yushalayim, and corresponding to the bracha of Tobe Meitiv. So why is it called Main Sholosh? It's called Main Arba. Val b'shiyesh b'brachazu me'ein arba brachas. Nikreis Main Sholosh. So why is it called? It's an abridged version of three. It's an abridged version of four. Why the fishiker? Because the Muslim in the Torah heim rak sholosh brachas. The mitzvah of the rice of benching was three brachas, and this was a bracha which was me'ein of that mitzvah of the rice. Okay, but tavi meitiv is hurmin rabbanan. Well, a Paris armor alaits al prior eights, Altinus Soda, while it's Kemna, Bahulu. While Yanam al Gavin, al prior Gavin, Altinus Soda, while it's Lenin Hasima, the Yain Mavur Besif Asamuk. Now, how are you chosen by Yain? What's the correct Hasima for Yain? We'll see a machloik is about that in the next Sif. whether it's al priya gofen or it's al peris, that's machlokas adran. But on other fruits, there's no question that the bracha, the chasim is al oritz al peris. So now, shal peris the chutz loritz, the bracha, the chasima for peris of chutz loritz is rachel armer. Kashen meshivas aminim, even though it's one of the species that Eretzel was I eat a date from California. It's a date, but it's from California. So you say, you're going to say, Allah, it's Allah, Paris. Well, Paris, Nunbez, Shen Yochel Armor, Al Paris, Seho, Kimashenim, Paris, Allah, it's Israel. You can't say, Allah, or it's the land is referring to Eretz Israel. Thank you, Kosh Baruch, Allah, or it's for the land, and it's Paris. It's not its Paris. It's a type of peri which Herzl was praised, yeah. Praised about, but it's not its peris. She can't tell the peris out. Therefore, you leave it with all the peris. Even if you had an Eretz Yisrael, it's not Eretz and peris. It's not its peris. But if it's produce of Eretz Yisrael, even if you eat it in Chutz La'aretz, all Eretz La'aretz says Shem Shabeach Hashem Yisbarach Al Nesinasu Lano Es Aretz Shem Tzia Oysan Peres. We're praising Hashem Yisbarach. He gave us the land which produces this fruit. Okay. Now, if a person of Chutz La'aretz eats from Peres Aretz, Oichel Peres Aretz Nundalat. But Salam Kishiyadeim Shem Peres Aretz. He knows for sure they're from Eretz Yisrael. So and he's eating them chutz la'aretz. So the bracha is ala oritz ala peris. Let's say he's not sure. Al b'safik, kagurin b'chutz la'aretz hasmuch al Eretz Yisrael. It's near Eretz Yisrael, and it's possible it's from local produce, which is from chutz la'aretz. It's possible it's from Eretz Yisrael produce, which is not so far away. So you remember ala peris. So in the case of a safik, you say ala oritz ala peris. Okay. So now, give an interesting question. There were sections of Eretz Yisrael which during Bais Rishon, when the other Mitzrayim, when the Klaisel came out of Mitzrayim, they captured the land, basically all of Eretz Yisrael. And Bais Sheni, they did not retake all of the land. So we have the, because we paskin that the Kedusha of Bais Rishon, the Kedusha on the land of Bais Rishon was bottled after the destruction of Bais Rishon, and they reconsecrated it when they came back for Bais Sheni. So the problem is they didn't retake all of the land. So you have areas which only Bovel were not Kovesh, did not take possession of, and they have a din like Chutz La'aretz, the Chumrah, they have a din like Chutz La'aretz. So if you would eat produce in that area, the bracha is alor tzal peiris, not al peiris seha. The person goes to Eilat, like the vast majority of places in Eilat was not part of Eretz Yisrael. So the if you buy some local produce which was grown around the Eilat area, the correct bracha according is alor tzal peiris.
But we own it now. Doesn't that cause the kedusha to extend to it? I mean, when we get the total bracha that Hashem promised to Avram Avinu, so that we're all the way up to the Euphrates River, are you going to tell me that that's not going to be part of Eretz Yisrael?
Well, the Bezin, the Sanhedrin HaGadol, will be Mekadosh. When we have a Sanhedrin HaGadol, we'll be able to do that. We don't have a Sanhedrin. Where is this Kedusha? You need to require a Sanhedrin HaGadol. We don't have one. Okay. Ogham Paris Arts, Nundal, Rusabra Kashidash, and Savag, and Kent Hutz Lords, the Sukhla, to sell, but Yamal Paris. Would then Kashakal bear to sell, Redame Mahemi Paris Arts, and Shubin Mikhus Lords, you work on Ken Alarts La Paris. So you don't sell Arts La Paris, which might be Sheker. It's true, Alarts La Paris, that's not false. So you have a choice between Alarts La Paris or Alarts La Paris, and you're Masupik. It's better me Savag to say Al Paris than to say Al Paris Seho. Okay. Now, by Yayin, let's look at Yud Aleph. Bebracha me'ein sholosh dayayin eno kosim al gefen al pri gefen al oritz al pri gefen oy al oritz al peiris. Okay, so some people thought the correct bracha of Kron was al gefen al pri gefen. We said, well, why al gefen al pri gefen? It's al oritz val amazon, al oritz val peiris, al oritz val pri gefen, or al oritz al peiris, but not al gefen val pri gefen. The Gemara Becheshes Dinei Dagan Yud Nun Hey Amr bechasimos al haaretz al mechya. Came pre eight. Amr bechasimos al haaretz al peres. Came pre agafim tzarach gamkin lahaskar haaretz bechasima. So you mentioned the haaretz. Kamalka miriyevanim lo hiskar haaretz because mangan ram the yotze. So you everyone saw you hear guys that al gafim the five brachar al gafim pre agafim. Miriyevan yotze. Even though you didn't mention haaretz. Alarts al pregafin. Tam macharim shum the yesh day of span and peskin. Yes, we're showing the Sibir Lahu, the Kamai Bepsichas, a Baruch, a Meskil and Bayai, and Al Gaffin, Bria Gaffin. Shum Shivcha, Veluyai. Gaffin is unique. And therefore, we give it its own Nusach, and not just the general Nusach of Paris. Kain Sorach, Lahaskar Shivcha, Gamkin, Rechasimas, a Baruch, you have to mention in the Chasim as well. Yes, we're showing the Sibir Lahu, the Chasimas, a Baruch, Dai, Miaskar, Stam, Alarts al Paris. It's a type of fruit. In the beginning, we mentioned the fact that it's unique, but that we don't need it for the chasima. Either one is acceptable.